This week's parsha is Parshas Emor. The pasuk says in Perek Chaf Beis, pasuk Lamed Beis, v'loy sechalo Hashem kachi. You should not be mechalo my name. You should not profane Hashem's name. V'nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. And you should sanctify me within b'nei Yisrael. Ani Hashem mekadishchem, I am Hashem who sanctifies you. And Rashi says that the mitzvah in this pasuk is misar atzmacha v'kadesh shemi. That you're supposed to submit yourself, give over your life to me, give over your entire essence to me, v'kadesh shemi, and be mekadesh my name. This is a very appropriate pasuk for this week because, as we spoke about yesterday, it was a week of Kiddush Hashem. It was a week that all of the psukim, all of the Rambams, all of the Reb Chaims came into vivid focus with the murder al Kiddush Hashem of a Talmud of ours, wife, pregnant wife, on the way to deliver her baby, and B'nai Yishmael took her life for no other reason than the fact that she was Jewish. And any time that you have such an experience of being murdered for the fact that you're a Yid and you die al Kiddush Hashem, that is the mitzvah on this week's parsha of Inikdashti B'seich B'nei Yisrael, how you're supposed to submit your life to be Mekadesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Let's learn a little bit about what the aside of this mitzvah is. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs Aseh Tes, writes as follows, Ve'inyan zois ha-mitzvah she'anachnu mitzuvim lefarsem ha'emuna ha-zois ha-mitis ba'olam. The mitzvah is to be mefarsim, to publicize our belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. After all, why would somebody give their life over to be killed unless they firmly believe that there's a Ribbono Shel'olam in the world? V'shelo nifchat behezek shum mazik, and that we should not be afraid of any person trying to harm us. V'afal pi shebo aleinu machriach levakesh menu l'chafeisenu, even though somebody is coming to coerce us to do something that we don't want to do, shelei nishma elav, don't listen to him. He's trying to tell you to kill somebody, to be over arayas, to be Eved Avodah Zarah. Don't worry about what he's saying, and don't listen to him, and don't fear him. Tune him out. Aval nimsar atzmeinu l'misa, give oneself over to death. V'loy nita'eyo lachshav shekafarnu, afal gav shlibaseinu ma'aminim b'yisrael. The easy way out is, you know what, I'm going to think in my heart, I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I'll just go through the motions in front of him. Ki ilam being Eved Avodah Zarah, I'll bow down, I'll say whatever he wants me to say, but in my heart of hearts, I fully believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not an etzah, says the Rambam. Don't think that that's a way to get around it. V'zois hi mitzvahs kiddush Hashem, ha-mitzuvim ba b'nei Yisrael b'chlolam. This is one of the fundamental mitzvahs, the most fundamental mitzvah, perhaps, of Klal Yisrael, that we're commanded as a whole people, writes Leimer, Hataras Atzmai Lamas Biad Ha'ones Bavor Ahavasa Yisala V'Ha'amana Ba'achdusay. So over here the Rambam tells us exactly what the Kavana of Mesiras Nefesh should be. He says that we have to permit ourselves, submit ourselves to dying in the hands of the person that is trying to coerce us to do so, or to go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will through the Gimel Chamurais, or if it's B'Shas HaShmad, the other mitzvahs HaTorah, Ba'avur Ahavasa Yis'ala. the motivation for giving up one's life has to be at a pure love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and belief in his Achdusa, in his, in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. It's interesting, you know, my Talmud who lost his wife, he was explaining to his children, this is reported in the papers, and you know, this is, he happened to have made a global Kiddush Hashem. I'm getting emails and texts from people all over the world saying that I know he was your Talmud, and that you should know he's mamish being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Barabim, because every article he's speaking, every interview, everything that he's saying, and by the Hesped, he just keeps saying about how this is the Ratzon of Hashem, and we don't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Cheshbainis, but Hashem is one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, and we don't question what he demands of us. If this is what he demands of us, if this is his Ritzayin Yisparach, so then we have to just submit ourselves to him, and Mitech Ava, that's what Imamish says. Imamish like speaking out this Rambam in real life, in real time. That has to be the motivation, to believe in Achdusa Yisparach. I believe there's only one God, and I have this pure love for him to the degree that I'm willing to give up the greatest thing that I have, which is my life. Imagine, put yourself into a position for a split second, because it's quite frightening, but of you're in this situation that you're being forced to make a choice between either doing an act that's just a peripheral act of Avodah Zarah or Shvichas Damim Gilar, whatever the case may be, under any circumstance. And the person forcing you to do it is saying, either you do it or I'll kill you. And, you know, you learn about it and you read about it, we're laying about it, we're talking about it, and it seems like, okay, it's a mitzvah and, you know, we have to just die. When push comes to shove, it's a very difficult mitzvah to be Mekayim. Think about that. I have a whole life, I'm married, I have a family, I have so much to live for. I could live another, you know, many, many decades of life and do many mitzvahs in those decades and be able to enjoy Eilam Hazeh and Mirtz Hashem Eilam Haba, or I could end it all here right now for this one mitzvah of Mikdash B'Sif B'nei Yisrael. What would you do? It's not so pashut, right? It's not so simple. You could, you know, very easily say, you know, okay, listen, I'm over a lot of averus, like I'm over a lot of mitzvahs. I don't go to davening a lot either every day. I don't, you know, I don't always, I'm not always so makban and lashon hara. This will be another mitzvah that I didn't do right. But I don't want to die. What would propel a person to be able and willing to give up their life al Kiddush Hashem? It has to be that you are, first of all, entirely certain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, he's the Yachid, Echad, Yachid, and Meyuchad, that there's no question in my mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists and he's the Melech al Kol Olam. Because if I'm not 100% sure, then it's problematic for me to give up my life at this point. In fact, it's interesting that the Chassid Yaivitz famously writes, he was a person who lived through the period of the Spanish inquisitions and the Spanish expulsions, and he lived to talk about it. And he writes in his Sefer that the philosophers in Spain was a country that had a lot of philosophy. It was like that was their major export, philosophy, by the Goyim and by the Yidden as well. There were a lot of Jewish philosophers, famous Jewish philosophers that came out of Spain. And he says that he was made. He said the philosophers, very many of them, when they were put to this test of should I be Meiser Nafshei Al Kiddush Hashem or not, they punted. They started saying, you know, no, I'm not going to die for the cause. He says, who are the ones that gave up their life al Kiddush Hashem by the thousands, maybe tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands? Who were these Yidden that did that? They were the Pshutei Am. They were the people that were simple Yidden. They weren't complicated. They didn't have, you know, all these cheshbeinis and about the Rabbeinu Shleilam and Ashgacha Pratis and, you know, this, how does Hakiris and Drishas and how exactly HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, how does he operate, and all the fancy, you know, terminologies and Tzimtzum. And they don't know it from any Chachmas. They just knew that there's an Eibishter in the world. They have Emunah Pshuta, there's a God in the world, as plain as day, and he created the world, and he runs the world, and that's it. Those are the people that said, take my life. The people that spent years and years, drishas and chakiras, and writing books on philosophy, and devouring books on philosophy, and pontificating, and speaking publicly. All these guys, they just basically took a pass. Why? Because, and this is how the later Svarim explain it, that, you know, it's sort of like if you stick a spear into the ground, it's strong. But if, let's say, you stick a spear in the ground and, like, you start mixing it, now it's weak and it'll flop over. If you have a solid ground and I have a solid basis, foundation for my Yiddishkeit, for my Yadus, I believe without any sveikas, Bereishis Bara Elokim, I believe Anoich Hashem Elokecha Asher Hatzitzicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim, I believe the basics. And you can't shake me from those beliefs. They're not debatable. They're not contestable. They are what they are. And my spear is firmly and deeply entrenched in this soil of Emunah. It's solid. The spear stays in place. But if you're stirring the spear and you're reading this Chachman, that Chachman, and Chachmas Chitzanias, and you're trying to get a whole, you know, big Weltanschauung of you know, of how God exists and why he exists and what the purpose of it is and all that, you're just mixing it. It's what's going to happen to that spear. It's going to flop. A wind comes, somebody blows on it, it's going to topple over. Whatever the cheshbeinis of very smart people are, but the simple people have a great maila in that. If you believe and you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you believe in his achdus and you love him, you will be able to be Ayma ben Yisayin if Le'aleinu that day comes that we're forced to make this decision of, do I live or do I die? Do I submit momentarily to the coercion of this ma'anes, or do I not submit and I... Or do I fight it and I submit myself to the Rabbeinu Shleilam and I'm put to the final test and be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim Rabbim? That can only happen if a person is, first of all, sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, created the world, he runs the world, and that I love him. The Rambam says both are very vital to this. Only if you are Ba'avur Ahavasa Yisala Ba'amana Ba'achtus. If you don't have both, then pretty big chance that you're gonna punt. You're not gonna be mekayim this important mitzvah of v'nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. There's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim in Parakhes pasuk vav. It says ki aza kamaves ava. My love is as strong as aza, as like bold and strong and solid as death. Rashi there in Shir Hashirim explains, Ha'ava sha'avticha alai k'neged misasi sh'ani ne'eragti alecha. The parallel of my great love for you matches the death that I am willing to die for you. And that's also speaking like the Rambam, that the modus operandi, the rationale, the thrust, the reason for me giving over my life, Al Kiddush Hashem, is because my love for you is so strong, it's stubborn, and I'm not going to bend, and I'm not going to fold because I have a heart full of love for you. This always reminds me of the Ramban, beautiful Ramban in Devarim Zayin Beis. The pasuk there says, "Ki me'avas Hashem eschem, bachar bachem." Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose us from all the nations of the world? There are so many other nations. There are billions of people out there. There's hundreds of religions out there. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose the Jewish people to be his people? So there's psukim about this, believe it or not. The psukim say in Devarim, speak this out. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. He loves us. And the Ramban explains, Sh'ra'a eschem ru'uyim l'sa'ev l'fanav. What does that mean, he loves us? He sees that we are worthy to be loved by him. V'nivcharim la'ava yaseh mikal ha'amim. And we are chosen for this love more than any other of the nations. V'la'yizkir bazetam, the Ramban points out, but there's no reason given in the pasuk. You'd expect the pasuk to say, okay, but why does he love us? He doesn't say that. It just says he loves us. He says, V'la'yizkir bazetam raka b'chira. He says, V'yivchar b'chem. He chose you, but it doesn't say exactly what the cause of the Abba is. And you know why? And I tell this a lot of times to Bachrim when they're dating. Ki anivchar la'ayhev, who do you choose to love? Who do you choose to have a relationship with? Who do you choose to be your beloved? Hayedeya lispo es ayhavai b'chol haba olav mimenu. I choose a person that can tolerate the love no matter what happens. What does that mean? That means that if I'm choosing a wife for myself, who do I choose for a wife? Well, I know myself. I know I have a lot of mishigasin. Let's say, I love snakes. I don't. I hate snakes. But let's say I did. Let's say that was my thing. And I'm going out with a date on a girl. I'm going out with a girl on a date, and we're getting a little serious. I didn't tell her about this yet. And then I break the news to her. And she says, well, I'm sorry, you know, I can't stand snakes. It's not going to be a good relationship. You know, you can get rid of the snakes, but there's, you know, the fact that you have, she can't tolerate what you like. She can't tolerate what you like. This is something that I like. I want you to share in that like, but if you can't tolerate me, it's not a relationship. If I know that, I have a certain thing, I want to live in Eretz Yisrael, and the girl she doesn't want to live in Eretz Yisrael. And you think, well, you know, I'll get her to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's not going to work. You have to find somebody that is going to be able to be Seivel the Ava, that you have a relationship and they'll be able to put up with you and you'll be able to put up with them. And if you can't, then it's not a relationship. You could be friends, but you can't have a real Ava. The Ramban says that the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us is the reason why he loves us. The Ramban says, the Yisrael ru'uyim l'kach mikolam. The reason why Klal Yisrael is the most worthy of all the nations in the world to be chosen to have this love affair with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, k'may sha'amru gimel Azimheim. So Gemara and Beitza. There are three things that are stubborn in this world. Yisrael b'umais, Klal Yisrael amongst the nations, very stubborn nation. Ki yamdu loy b'nisyanis, a Yehudi aitzala. Because look, we stand up to the nisyanis. We're challenged all the time. Either you give up your Judaism or we'll kill you. What do? Kill me. Go ahead, shoot. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed a people that were able and willing to be Seivel his Ava. Ava requires being able to do anything that's necessary to exist in the relationship. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood that the chosen nation is going to be persecuted. Nobody likes the chosen nation. They're like the goody-goodies in class that everybody hates. They're the teacher's pet. Everybody hates them. Everybody wants to do them in. The Lashon of Sinai, the Rishayim say, is from a Lashon that Sina was Yairedes. Sina came down to the world because of them. That's actually a Gemara. It's not the Rishayim, but the Rishayim teach up. It's a Machlekes that understand that Gemara. But a lot of the Rishonim teach up that means that the sinna came about because we were makabel the Torah. The Ummah Salam didn't want, you know, us to be special. They hate us because of that. They're jealous of the fact that we are the ones that got the Torah, that keep the Torah. They know that we're the real deal, that the other religions of the world are just artificial substitutes. They're not the real, genuine Messiah from Har Sinai. And that creates a tremendous hatred, a sinna, that was yired from Har Sinai to the nations of the world. And as a result of that, we were going to be persecuted. And we were going to be put to the test constantly. And precisely because Klal Yisrael has this stubborn nature to them that they needed, by the way, to get through this long galus and this long history, because of all of the nisyanis that we were put to, only we were able to pass the test that we'll be able to be in a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Other nations, they would fold right away. The second that anything tough happens, they would be willing, they would just say, okay, forget it. I have many rayas to this. If you look in their psukim in Sefer Yaina, that speaks about this, you know, they had their Abed Zara, so all the idol worshippers on the boat with Yaina had their getchkes, they had their idols, and as soon as they saw that that the storm wasn't stopping and that it was too heavy, we had to like start throwing luggage overboard so that the ship doesn't capsize, the first thing they threw in was their Avodah Zarah. They weren't willing to die with their Avodah Zarah. They just like, it was okay, but like the second that it's a little tough, they capitulate. Klal Yisrael is not like that. Klal Yisrael, we don't give in. We don't stop. We don't say, okay, you know, fine, you know, we were just like, you know, just kidding, just don't kill us. Klal Yisrael gives up their lives constantly by the millions, Al Kiddush Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows this, and that's why Kivam Bachar Hashem, He chose us. That's the reason. The reason for choosing us is because there's Ava. We're not the biggest nation, but Me'avas Hashem Eschem Bachar Bachem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a love for us. What does it mean He had a love for us? Not just that He happens to love us, we have chen by Him. But He knows that in a relationship, it's a two-way street, and I have to put up with you, you have to put up with me. And He needed a nation that would put up with Him and with all that comes with believing in Him. And Klal Yisrael does that, but it has to be Miteich Ava. Only if you have this true Ava in HaKadosh Baruch Hu will you be able to stand up to that test if the moment comes that we're put to it. The Meshech Chachma says in Devarim Vav Hei that it's not such a pella that so many Jews die al Kiddush Hashem, Miteich Avas Hashem. He sort of downplays, which, you know, it's remarkable because it is a huge deal, right? I mean, that millions of Yidden from Fry, whatever it was, in the Holocaust and Spanish Inquisition, that they were able to give up their lives saying Shema Yisrael and Mekadesh Hashimcha Barabim. It is an amazing thing, but the Meshech Chachma sort of says that it is amazing, but it's not as big a chiddush as you might imagine. He says, because im yimlu kol chadre libay avas Hashem, if your heart is full of love for Hashem, it's natural, he says, li bihigaver hamisnaged, when the misnaged comes up against you, so then you will be able to be full of that fire of Ava, and you're going to do something big. This is your moment. This is your moment. And everybody's looking, what are you going to do? I have such Ava for Hashem, I'll be willing to submit my life to Him. That's an amazing thing, but it's a one moment thing. It takes a minute, takes a second, you give up your life, and you're a hero, you're a Kaddish, and that's the end. Says the Meshech Chachma, Aval Davar Katan, Yase Hasecha Batzaltayim Kimitzvas Anashim Lamad. The problem is, that's a one-time thing in our life. That great act of Kiddush Hashem, Medikdashi B'Seich B'nei Yisrael, that happens, you know, at the moment of Mesiras Nefesh, at the moment of Yehar Val Yavar, That's once. He says, but you know what's much harder? The daily v'nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael, the daily process of waking up for davening. I'm lazy, I'm tired. What do you mean? Kiddush Hashem? Yeah, but I'll do it tomorrow. You know, I'm tired right now. I don't really want to. I'm not in the mood. I'm chilling. Like, I don't want to go to Seder today. I'm a little, you know, I'm not in the mood. I'm not feeling so well. And that's why it's not just V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. The love of Hashem has to permeate b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshcha, giving up your life. But the Mesech Chachma says also v'chol ma'idecha. The tzedakah that you do, somebody knocks on the door and you want to give, you know, he wants money and you're like in the kitchen eating supper and you're not in the mood to get the door. You know, let it pass. Somebody asks to borrow money, needs money for. B'chol ma'idecha is like the little things, the little pennies, the little dollars that are, you know, seemingly insignificant, but, you know, I'm not down for it. The Torah says that Avas Hashem has to also permeate not just the big moments in life, the big, you know, banner headlines, Kiddush Hashem, but also the daily grind, the chol ma'idecha, every b'chol mido shumayde lach, every little thing that happens, you're faced with a challenge. Should I speak Lashon Hara? Should I not speak Lashon Hara? I'm at a Shabbos table. Something juicy comes up. I know some good dish about a certain person. And, you know, I'm tempted to say it, and I stop myself. Or should I say it? Stop myself, say it, stop myself. V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. The Kiddush Hashem, that act of not giving in to the Yetzer Hara, that being firm, that Azus, the Kedusha, has to be able to be visible and palpable at every moment of our life. There's opportunities to make Kiddush Hashem, not just in the big moments of life, not just in the Mesiras Nefesh Lamaves, but in the Mesiras Nefesh Lachyes. I want to end with a Rambam in Hilchos Yisei De'Atayra Perek Hei Halacha Yud Aleph. V'yesh devarim acherim shehein bichlal chil Hashem. This is talking about, the Rambam is talking about Kiddush Hashem and chil Hashem. This is the famous Rambam in the beginning of Perek Hei about kol beis yom mitzvin al Kiddush Hashem. This is where the Reb Chaim, famous Reb Chaim, one of the first Reb Chaims in the Sefer, everybody knows these Rambams. These are Rambams that come up in Avodah Zarah and in Ksuvos and other places throughout Shabbos Pesachim. But at the end of all these halachas, about all the halachas that are so important, by the way, these are halachas that Reb Chanan Wasserman gave a shir on to the people that he was in hiding with before he was killed. These are Baruch Hashem, they're not halacha l'maisa for us, but it's important to know them because things tend to shift. And, you know, Reb Chanan was giving a shir exactly when, you know, and they of course had to know these halachas because they died al Kiddush Hashem. But at the end of all these halachas, he says, V'yesh dvarim acherim shem b'chal chil Hashem. There's things that we do that are b'chal chil Hashem. Chil Hashem is that a person that's known to be a ben Tera, Talmud Chacham, a good guy, he does things and people are like speaking bad about him. They're gossiping about him. They're talking like, you know, why is he doing this? And yet we saw him do that. That's a Chil Hashem. The Afal Pi Shein Naveris, he wasn't doing an act of an Aver, he wasn't eating Basa B'chalav. But he was doing something that for him was not appropriate. Hare Zechil Es Hashem. That's a Chil Hashem Shemaim. And the Rambam gives examples. G'gayin Shalakach, Ve'ein En Naisen Dmei HaMekach La'altar. You go into a store, and you go into a restaurant, and you order a bagel, and then your boy's with the owner, and you say to him, you know, by the way, I don't have my credit card on me today. I'll pay you tomorrow. Is that an avera? It's not an avera, but it's not nice. Oh, nice. You're taking something. You're not paying for it right away. A regular person maybe could do that, but somebody that's a Talmud Chacham, a Ben Taira, a Rav, a Rashiva, it doesn't look fine. It's not something that you would expect for him to do. It's out of character. And if it's out of character for him, that's a Chil Hashem. For an average Zhlob, it's nothing. It's fine. It's doable. But for somebody that's, as the Rambam puts it, he's an Adam Gadol Batar, Mefursim B'Chasidus, he would never do that. And this is assuming that, of course, he has the money. If he doesn't have the money, it's a different issue. But if he has the money, and there are people that are chasing after him, and he's just borrowing on credit, it's not nice. It's not appropriate. Or he's laughing, and he's laughing a little too loud. A regular person... You're in a restaurant and a person's laughing out loud. Is that a Chil Hashem? It's a regular thing. But let's say you'd see a Rav, a Talmud Chacham, and he's like laughing, the whole restaurant is staring at him. Like maybe he's a little shikur and he's laughing on the top of his lungs. Is it an Avera? Not an Avera, but it doesn't smell right. It doesn't pass the smell test. Ay b'achila ushtia, he's eating and drinking a little too much. Eitzel ha-me'aretz v'neim, he's sitting in a bar, let's say, and he's sitting and eating in a restaurant. You know, there's nothing wrong with going to a restaurant, but I think I'd be surprised if I saw a big Talmud Chacham like eating in a restaurant. You know what I'm saying? It's like you don't think about it, but it's if so, let's say you saw like a it's just. I'm not talking, I guess, about like a chashav, a bakavadigger restaurant. They're there for a shower brachas, but like, say you pass by and you see a big rashiva eating in a pizza store and putting a slice of pizza in his mouth. It doesn't. It's funny, right? It doesn't pass. Like there's a story I heard once about Reb Elia Svei, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He was the Philadelphia rashiva, and he had a brother. I don't know if they were twins. I don't think they were twins. He had a brother, Reb David Svei, who was also a big Talmud Chacham. He lived in Eretz Yisrael. Reb David Svei, and he looked very much, they looked almost identical. And because they looked identical, Reb David Svei, who was blind, B'Saif Yamav, and I had a friend who used to learn with him, you know, read for him Torah because he couldn't see anything. But he would never eat in a restaurant. We'd never eat in a restaurant, even though he was, you know, you didn't think it was such a big deal, but he would never want somebody to pass by the restaurant and think that they saw Reb Elia Svei eating in a restaurant. So for a regular person, it's fine. Nothing wrong with eating a pizza store, a restaurant, shawarma, it's all good. But like a Talmud Chacham, for him to be seen eating in a restaurant and, you know, acting in sitting amongst, you know, a different chevra, there's something wrong with it. He's not speaking nicely to people. He's speaking rough. He's using slang, saying the word boys, you know, things like that. He's not speaking in a nice bakavadika way. The einai mekablon b'sever panim yafes ala bal ketata v'kas. He's not gentle with people. He's not nice. He's not bakavadik. He's full of ketata v'kas, always getting angry at people, always... You know, flying off the handle, anything that goes wrong, he starts screaming at people. The kayetz b'dvar ma'elo hakaylofi gadlish al chacham, based on how great the chacham is, sar shi'adaktik al atzma v'yasel lefnim mishuras hadin. You have to medaktik on yourself. You can't do that. You can't allow yourself to fall prey to these weaknesses that might be acceptable by everyone else in your circles and your surroundings, your family, your friends. But for you, if you're a Ben Taira, and I think, you know, we all should, to a certain degree, consider ourselves a Ben Taira. There's a story with the Chafetz Chaim that, you know, his son was saying, you know, they were talking about these types of halachas, about what's appropriate for a Talmud Chacham, his behavior. So the Chafetz Chaim scolded him and said, you know, you shouldn't be doing this, you shouldn't be doing that. So the son said, well, I'm not a Talmud Chacham. I'm not a Talmud Chacham. You know, Talmud Chacham, you have to know Shas, Paiskim. I'm not a Talmud. He says, as far as these halachas are concerned, you're enough of a Talmud Chacham. You're not judged as a Talmud Chacham based on the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah's definition of a Talmud Chacham. You're judged as a Talmud Chacham by people around you. They think you're a Talmud Chacham. Whether you're an Amoritz or a Talmud Chacham is irrelevant. But if you go to yeshiva and you're learning and then you're a Talmud Chacham as far as the world is concerned. V'cheinim dikdek Chacham al atzmai v'haya diburei b'nachas imabrias. Now he turns it around and he goes and says the positives. If let's say a Chacham is medaktik with himself and he speaks gently with people, the Daita Merevis, everybody likes him. He's a nice, likable person. Umekablam b'sever upon him yafes, and whoever he greets, he does it with a smile, friendly. Vanella ma'amenam ovim, he takes embarrassment, he takes abuse, but he doesn't dish it back out. He doesn't retaliate. Mechabe lahen v'afilu mekilin lai, even people that aren't nice to him, he's nice to them, he respects them. V'naisein b'amuna, he does his business affairs with honesty, with integrity. He doesn't chill with Amoratzim. He doesn't hang around with Amoratzim. He knows maybe he's nice to them. He can learn with them, but he doesn't like just sit around schmoozing with them. And he's always seen learning Torah, Atav Betzitzis, wearing his talis, his tzitzis, Muchter b'tfilin, wearing his tefillin, crowned in his tefillin, the Eise b'chal ma'isav l'fnimishur es hadin, and everything that he does is always done on the highest plane. He takes his life to the next level. He's mechabed people. He has perfect midas. He's always learning. He's always davening. Always doing the right thing at the right time. V'ushalei yisrachek habev le'yishtoimim, provided that he's not a hermit. He's not completely isolating himself. He's with the people. People like him. He has to do with them. He teaches them. He learns. He's a role model for them. That everybody praises this guy. You just mentioned his name. Everybody starts like giving a 20-minute soliloquy about, oh, he's a great guy. He's amazing. He's so chashav. Those type of guys, we know them, right? That no matter, they have such a sterling reputation that you just mention their name and automatically everybody just says great things about them. They love him. They just want to be around him. They want to engage in him. Such a person, says the Rambam, this is not the act of Kiddush Shem Shemayim as far as v'nikdashi b'sech b'nei Yisrael in a Yehar Gval Yavar sense. But there's other forms of Kiddush Hashem. This is Kiddush Hashem b'chayim. The Allah v'akas of Aymer, and on such a person, on such a beautiful human being, on such a quintessential Talmud Chacham, a person that not only learns, but also exemplifies what he learns, and he knows that he's a standard bearer for people, and he knows that people looking at him in shul are going to judge their lives and their children's lives based on what they see and how this person is acting. They recognize that the Torah is on them. You know, sometimes you see like haskamas from Gedolim, and they say, ha-chaysem, Leman Kveid HaTaira, or Leman HaTaira Uchveidai, like, you know, he's signing his name in, you know, as a representative of the Taira and standing in the honor of Taira. And I always feel like, wow, that's, you know, to sign a letter like that, that means, you know, you hold of yourself, like, you know, that, you know, you feel that you're the standard bearer of Taira, but you don't have to be a Gadol Hadar writing askamas to feel that way. We all really should feel that way, that whatever I do, I'm signing for the Torah. I'm representing the Torah. Whatever I do in my life, if I act in an appropriate manner, I'm sitting and I'm davening nicely, I'm learning nicely, I'm not talking by davening, even when I'm home in shul, I'm not chilling in the back of the shul. I'm learning. I keep my tefillin on to the end of davening, and I'm doing everything right. That's a kiddush Hashem. You're being mekadi shem shemayim, not an act of death. No one's killing me, but kiddush Hashem is not only dying al kiddush Hashem; it's living al kiddush Hashem. And if you don't, and if you're that guy that's like screaming and shouting and always like in the center of attention and like loud and boisterous and not using nice words and not speaking kindly and finely, and that's a chilul Hashem for a ben Torah. But if you do it right, the Rambam closes and he says, Allah v'akasav aymer, on him the pasuk says, v'yaymer li avdi ato Yisrael asher b'cha espar. Klal Yisrael, you are my eved asher b'cha espar that I will take pride in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets nachas from us. He takes pride in us when we do the right thing. We don't have to dial Kiddush Hashem. Hopefully, if the time would ever come, we would have enough Ava, enough Yira, enough Emuna that we would. That's the mitzvah, we have to do it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't always expect that of us, but he does expect that we live al Kiddush Hashem. There's a story of a sefer in the Beis Medrash. It's a very interesting sefer. And it's about the, I think it's called Magid Meisharim, if I'm not mistaken. And it's the conversations that existed, that took place between the Mechaber of Yosef Karai and the Magid. The Magid was a malach that would visit him, that would appear to him, that would have conversations with him. It's interesting, right? So it sounds like an interesting topic for a sefer. Conversations that the Rabbi Yosef Karai had with a malach. We have the sefer in the Beis Medrash, it exists. One of the conversations was that the Magid, that's how this Malach was called, the Magid told the Mechaber that he's going to die al Kiddush Hashem. He gave him that heads up. By the way, just be warned, you're going to die al Kiddush Hashem. I don't know if he was happy about the news, not happy about the news. Probably he was probably happy about the news. But because if you're going to die, it's quite a way to die. But in the end of his life, he died on his bed. He didn't die in any magnificent, you know, headline, you know. He didn't die like Rabbi Akiva died. And he didn't die like, you know, like other great Gedalim, like the Asar Ruge Malchus died, and many Gedalim, and many Tzaddikim, and many Yidden throughout the millennia. He died a regular death, and he called the Magid and he says, you know, you promised me that I would die al Kiddush Hashem, and here I'm dying in bed. So the Magid told him that what you did was much greater than what I promised you, because you lived a life al Kiddush Hashem, and that's greater than dying al Kiddush Hashem. Like the Meshech Chachma says, it's much easier in a sense to die al Kiddush Hashem. It's a one-time thing. I do it and boom, I'm, you know, it's over in a second, but you know, there's a lot of glory involved than doing it every single day. The Mechaber not only wrote Shulchan Aruch, he lived with the Shulchan Aruch. He was Mekayim every single siman and sif of Shulchan Aruch. And living with Shulchan Aruch and living with the Midas Taivis and with the Hadrachas Achayim and the Rambam's Yisaydei HaTorah, if you live that way, it's much greater than dying that way. So these are inyanim that we're living really in these parashiyos of Emor and Yisaydei HaTorah and Rachmana Litzlan, real acts of Mesiras Nefesh, Leman Kedushas Hashem. But in order to do that, and more important, in order to do the daily acts of Kiddush Hashem, which are seen every time we wake up for davening, we daven with kavana, we don't talk during davening, we go to seder, and we're not mevatel Torah, and we're acting nicely and finely, we're not stuffing people in the dormitories, and we're not, you know, making fun of people, we're not talking lashon hara, we're not being loud and laughing like every time we're able to do that, then these are acts of Kiddush Hashem. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael, be a mensch. Be a mensch, act fine, act nice, act sweet, act kind. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately wants from us. The act of Kiddush Hashem b'misa, but the act of Kiddush Hashem b'chayim. And how do we do that? What motivates us every day to do it and act perfectly, or act as perfectly as human beings can act? Simply the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The emunah in Hashem, the love of Hashem, would dictate that as much as I might want to do something, as much as I might want to speak Lashon, I might want to stay in bed, I might want to do this Aveira and look at that, but I love Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects more from me. And the same way that I'm willing to die because I have an Azus, I'm stubborn, and I'm willing to die for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and for His love, I have to also be willing and able to every single day have enough love to do the simple things, the smaller things, the footnotes of our life, not the banner headlines. Those are sometimes a lot more difficult, but equally, if not more, important. Rabbi, you have a beautiful Shabbos, and thank you very much for coming.